our government.
Issues that are of mutual interest.
Criminal acts as opposed to acts of war.
Working through questions.
Carrying forward this important work.
Monday morning, and that means it's time for a check on the agenda. What's that going to be ahead in the news this week? We have, as always, Marcus Mabry, international business editor for our partner, the New York Times, in the studio with us, and Jonathan Marcus, diplomatic correspondent for our partner, the BBC, joining us on the line. Good morning, Jonathan.
Yes, good morning. Hi.
Good morning. I want to start with you and go to Afghanistan, where a NATO airstrike has killed a number of Afghan civilians yesterday, up to 33 civilians, according to the Afghan cabinet, in Uruzgan province. What's the latest on this?
Well, the latest is clearly that this is a bit of an own goal, if you like, by NATO. General Stanley McChrystal has made it clear that protecting civilians is now the key thrust of the alliance effort in Afghanistan. Every time, unfortunately, civilians are killed by NATO forces, that is, of course, problematic. So he's apologized, as you heard there, to the Afghan President Hamid Karzai. A full investigation is underway. But, you know, this is a hell of a difficult problem. If you make collateral damage, as it's sometimes known, avoiding the deaths of civilians, the yardstick of your military operation. Clearly, with the extraordinary capacity today to target things very precisely and very quickly, very often, unfortunately, the intelligence doesn't quite keep up with that sophisticated capability. And it may be in this case, we don't know yet, but it may be in this case, as in others, that it's the basic intelligence that was at fault, not the targeting. The targeting, sadly, worked all too well.
And just last week, there were a dozen civilians killed in the offensive in Marja. Let's hear from General David Petraeus over the weekend on how the offensive is going in Marja.
This is just the initial operation of what will be a 12 to 18 month campaign, as General McChrystal and his team have mapped it out.
Jonathan Marcus, turning to Marja now, where the U.S. offensive continues. What can we expect over the next week or two as sort of the U.S. forces have described it as a proof of concept?
Well, look, this is very much the new policy. It's to retake these areas and then to stay in them, handing over as much as possible to Afghan military, Afghan police units. I think it's clear that the Taliban are emerging now from the undergrowth. They weren't around too much in the early stages of this operation. So clearly, the American commanders are going to want to defeat them. One of the difficulties, I think, of this operation is it has to an extent shown the continuing limitations of the Afghan forces. That's no surprise to anybody. All of the heavy lifting is being done by the American and the British and the other NATO forces. I think the fascinating thing is going to be how capable, how effective will the Afghan police be once these areas are secured in actually enabling daily life to begin again, to get some sense of progress for ordinary Afghan civilians living in those areas. And that really is the key test for this operation as the weeks and months continue.
Well, we want to turn domestically now. Lots going on in the Congress and in Washington, here in the U.S. Marcus Mabry, international business editor for the New York Times. Hearings on Toyota and recalls this week in Congress. The president of Toyota showing up to testify. What are you looking for?
We expect to see a real clash of cultures here. Akio Toyota, the CEO of Toyota, testifying on Wednesday before the House committee. Japanese CEOs are not usually called to account. This is something that we are used to seeing a lot here in the U.S. This is something that does not happen in Japan. Hence, Toyota's incredibly ham-fisted kind of handling of the recalls to date, kind of these successive recalls they've had to do. So this is going to be a real clash of cultures, and he's not going to be comfortable. He'll be very polite in a kind of very Japanese cultural way, but it's not clear what he's going to do about it. The fact is Toyota is not good at responding to regulators. In Japan, they're very lightly regulated, hence many of these problems. And with this latest document coming out showing that Toyota, like any company, was bragging about it internally, the fact that they were able to limit their liability and their cost rather than doing a full recall, that's going to be a real problem for him.
Not going to be surprised to see a fair amount of grandstanding on the part of lawmakers at those hearings. And also, there's been plenty of grandstanding on health care, and there's going to be some health care news this week as the president says he's trying to break through the grandstanding.
Well, this is really going to be it. This is the kind of made-for-television legislating on Thursday, which is it's not clear it's going to actually produce health care reform or get it off the mark, but it's clear that the president's health care reform effort is in trouble.
Now, we're talking about the health care summit that the president wants to hold with Republicans on TV.
Absolutely. And yeah. The Republicans Well, Mitch McConnell said, you know, that he'll be there and his members will be there. So we take him at his word. We assume there will be a televised summit. But the problem is that the White House has to keep the momentum going here. They have to keep a sense that this is still alive, that just because there are, they no longer have a supermajority in the Senate, that everything's dead. Because that is the growing suspicion out there. And we have to see if this is about substance, if the White House can actually bring some Republicans to the table and seem like they can actually have some kind of health care reform, or if this is about politics and just the president trying to feel like he's not a total lame duck. The Republicans will be in a hard position, too. They can't look like the party of no, who are totally standing in the way. If the president's smart, he'll align himself with those governors who are in Washington today, saying that, you know, they need, like the president, their executives, they need to have movement. Legislators don't necessarily need to have moves.
Looks like he might be smart because he's speaking to them today. Let's go overseas in our last minute. Jonathan Marcus from the BBC. India and Pakistan have some talks going on that I want to catch up with you about in the wake of the Mumbai attack 15 months ago. What are they talking about?
Well, it's crucial, isn't it, that India and Pakistan improve their relationships. That's an important element of this whole puzzle in the region that brings in Pakistan's relationship with Afghanistan, America's relationship with both countries, and so on. So it is important that ties do improve there, and therefore I think everyone is going to be watching these talks very carefully.
Jonathan Marcus from the BBC joining us. And, of course, Marcus Mabry, international business editor for The New York Times, covering the agenda. Gentlemen, thank you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.